Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL news flying around yesterday, as it always does on that day one at noon, and we await where Daniel Jones goes. Is it Minnesota? Is it Indianapolis? Does Russell Wilson go back to the Steelers? Does Aaron Rodgers go there? And what the hell ends up with the Giants? That is really what we're following today and tomorrow and the rest of the week. Jerry Recco is here with that and more. What's up, Jerry?
Well, we are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. You guys obviously talking about Justin Fields. A couple of other things the Jets did yesterday, reaching agreement with Ravens cornerback Brandon Stevens and Jaguar safety Andre Sisco. DJ Reed, though, did go to Detroit. The Giants signing Saints cornerback Paulson Adebo and Cowboys defensive lineman Chauncey Golston. They did re-sign Darius Slayton as well. There was a caller to the afternoon show with Evan and Tiki, unhappy that the Giants are sitting at number three where they could have been number one. And this was all about the whole tanking theme, and Tiki Barber wasn't having it. Matter of fact, he was annoyed that the caller suggested the Giants blew it by beating the Colts in terms of draft position.
What should Brian Daboll have done in that game that would have secured a loss?
You don't try to lose, dude. I mean, I wish you'd called
earlier.
I'm
not going to try to lose.
I wish you had called earlier, but that's the most ridiculous phone call I've ever heard in my life. No player or coach is ever going to try to lose a football game.
I don't get
that. And if someone calls the station again and says they should lose a game, I'm hanging up on you and banning you from the station.
Wow, banned from the station.
Yeah, man, he's got that power.
You get him, Jake. You get him, Jake. Yeah. I'm telling you dum-dums around here, the same thing.
Don't kiss ass, dude.
Kiss ass.
I didn't play the call, but it was very long, but he was blaming John Mara for basically making his coach play to win, is essentially what his point was. Here's Tiki. The whole tanking thing is complete BS.
It is the stupidest, most ridiculous thing I've ever freaking heard. So stop saying lose games, so you can draft higher. The draft is not a guarantee. Rookies suck too, by the way. So forget thinking you're going to change your franchise by losing games. It doesn't work that way.
And then, because he was on a roll here, he explains further.
Because you end up firing people. Everybody has a negative connotation about the organization. Free agents don't come. And it all starts because you want to lose one game. But you want to lose one game, then you want to lose four games. And you want to lose 10 games. And you want to suck, suck, suck. And when you suck, 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 guess what? People say you suck.
Well,
so
said.
Stop calling and saying lose games. I hate it. You guys drive me freaking insane.
Man, yeah. I'll tell you what, that's a lot of passion right there.
Yeah, fired up. You could hear it in his voice. Man, I would hate to be a customer service agent if his cable went down or something. You can tell Tiki really brings it.
He was mad.
Well, listen, don't be messing with his Giants now. Especially when it comes to winning or losing, or that tank word.
When you suck, 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 you suck, suck, suck. You know what happens? People say you suck.
That sounds like something that could go in your calendar, Jerry.
When you suck, suck, suck. You
suck, 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 suck.
I think I already have one from Tiki.
And people say you suck.
People say you suck.
Is it a go kiss ass dude?
It's not go kiss ass dude. I put it in my phone.
Okay.
I don't remember what it is, but I did save it because I heard it one day and I wrote it down.
Jackass.
I don't think it's that either.
You sound like a fool.
Wasn't that one. Was not that one. You got any others? Sam Darnold.
Don't suck. Well, and if you suck, suck fast.
Wow. Whoa, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Don't suck, and if you suck, you suck fast.
All right. That one I could use. That's pretty funny. Sam Darnold going to Seattle. He gets around $100 million for 3 years, so good for him. Zach Wilson, he's going to be in Miami as Tua's backup. Chad Ochocinco on his Nightcap podcast would like to help Zach get comfortable with Miami.
Listen, hey, Zach, I know you're going to see this. Baby, I love you. I'm glad to have you in the city. If you need someone to show you around, I'm the perfect tour guide. You know, I don't go out. I'm in bed by 9 o'clock, but we got to go. We got to go hit Tootsie's.
But he also says it won't be all about the boobies at Tootsie's. We got to talk business when we're at Tootsie's.
I'm sure you're probably married. You have a wife, but it's okay. I just want to talk football. I want to talk football. They got chicken wings, seafood, rice, and lobster tail. They got chocolate cake. And we can use our peripheral vision to make sure we focus, but still see what's around us. You hear me? You got to be aware of your surroundings. So holler at your boy, Zach. My number's still the same.
Wow. This was surprising to me.
The problem with Zach Wilson, he doesn't have any peripheral vision.
Yeah, that is true. But, I mean, usually the backup ends up playing in Miami, Tua, right? So we're going to get some Zach Wilson next year.
Well, and Al brought out to me this morning during the warm-up show the video from the Dove Kleiman account that has Tua on the boat. And he looks, it's 2 seconds, but they're making it seem like he looks like he gained 50 pounds.
That Dove Kleiman ended up blocking me after that conversation. We were like, who is he and what is he doing?
Yeah.
So
Al said he sold the Twitter handle.
Oh, did he? Well,
that was a rumor that Dove Kleiman sold his Twitter handle and somebody else is now Dove Kleiman. Who knows if any of that's true?
Who is Dove Kleiman?
Yeah. Well, that whole conversation, the first time we had it, got me blocked, so I didn't see that. But Tua's been kind of, he got a little thicker the last couple of years, but on purpose.
Right.
So he could take hits better. But this one, he looks really bad.
I actually don't think so.
Tua!
I think it's a misleading tweet, but, I mean, so be it.
Sorry.
Thick some bitch is what he is, man. You know that.
A couple of other things. Josh Sweat signing in Arizona. The Patriots signed defensive tackle Milton Williams, cornerback Carlton Davis, linebacker Robert Spillane, and you got Morgan Moses, and they re-signed Austin Hooper. So they had themselves a heck of a day. Yes.
I'll tell you, the team that's losing people are the 49ers.
That's Tua on this boat?
That's what they say. I'm not sure, but that's what they say.
I don't know. Doesn't look like his head.
Not his head, I suppose.
Sorry.
Right. And Kyle Juszczyk will be released by San Francisco as well. Here was Mike Garafolo from NFL Network. So X, Twitter, was down several times yesterday. And here he is discussing how some people around the league were reaching out.
I also have a bunch of, agents and team types are hitting us up. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, because they follow this stuff just as much as we do. So when X goes down, they're operating without a net here. They have no idea where to find all this stuff. So that's what we're working on right now, trying to figure out how to communicate to one another. Kind of like we did 10 years ago.
Right, not that long ago, but yes, it is different.
There's two things that I ended up doing because I was home at this time. Was one, you put on the NFL Network.
Sure.
And two, those guys also, all of them have Instagram accounts, and they would post this stuff on Instagram too. So, but it was frustrating at first because you're checking, yep. Nothing's loading, but
it wasn't working exactly.